This week on The Art Beat, we're talking about the life and legacy of artist Gene Penn Lane, the owner and operator of the historic Penn Store near Gravel Switch, Kentucky. I'm Joe Conkright. Gene was such a warm and colorful character and a frequent guest over the years on WUKY's Curtains at 8 with Nick Lawrence and myself. We were very sad to hear about her passing in early 2018. Now I'm joined by her daughter, Dawn Osborne, and her granddaughter, Olivia, to talk about Gene Penn Lane. Dawn, your mother operated Penn's store, but she was a longtime champion of Kentucky arts.
My mother, Jean Penn Lane, was fifth generation Penn store. As an artist herself and a musician, she believed in the artist and the creativity that is native to Kentucky. For many years, she had been promoting the wealth of creativity in Kentucky through Kentucky Writers' Day. She unfortunately, sadly, passed away earlier this year. Normally, Kentucky Writers' Day is done in April. This would have been our 22nd year. We just couldn't pull it together due to her untimely passing in February. We honor her by kind of transitioning it to the Gene Penn Lane Celebration of Kentucky Writers, which I think is most appropriate, honoring her legacy of promoting Kentucky writers, authors, journalists, as well as songwriters.
Your mother was a songwriter herself, wasn't she?
She was. She spent a number of years in Nashville under contract with Four Star Publishing Company.
The Penn Store, many people, especially our listeners, may be familiar with one of the big events that happened every year, the outhouse
the
race.
The Great Outhouse Blowout, yes. Uh-huh. Yes, that kicked off originally in 1992. That kind of goes back to her days in Nashville. She and Chet Atkins were friends, and Chet had just come off of performing for the Queen of England, and he agreed to come and perform at the Blowout. He said he actually enjoyed performing at the Blowout more than he did for the Queen, so he said it felt a little more like home.
Now we're going to take you back to October of 2012 and hear the voice of Gene Penn Lane herself. This is an excerpt of an interview on Curtains at 8 discussing Penn Store and the celebrated event known as the Great Outhouse Blowout. For our listeners out there who are saying, Gravel Switch, that sounds great. Where is that?
Gravel Switch is it's about half a mile off of 68, Highway 68, near Lebanon, Kentucky. It's in Marion County, very close to the town of Gravel Switch is very close to Boyle and Casey County. So there's a little tri-county area there. And actually where Penn's store is located, all three counties come together right there with the line dividing Boyle and Casey going down through the middle of the store and Marion coming in on the hill.
So if you walk from one side of the store to the other, you're in
right.
a different county.
And there have been many stories that my mother has related that were related to her about things that happened with someone moving just by a step or two across the store, you know, across county lines. So.
Uh-huh. Historic Penn Store, the oldest country store in the country.
Right.
And
still
it is family.
In operation by the same family.
For more than 150 years.
Right.
Fantastic. A historic landmark in central Kentucky. And explain to the listeners out there what the outhouse race is all about.
The 1992 outhouse dedication, which was headlined by Chet Atkins, was all because at that time my uncle was running the store and there were no restroom facilities. So I thought, well, we just need an old-fashioned outhouse. And it just kind of bloomed and was to be a one-time thing. And, of course, CNN picked it up, and it went worldwide, and suddenly everyone's life changed, and we were hearing from people all over the country and wanting to do it again. And my uncle passed away shortly after that, leaving the store to my mother. And I found out about outhouse racing, a friend mentioned it to me that other states had outhouse racing because we couldn't keep dedicating outhouses. I mean, to do it again. So I called other states and spoke with different ones. They all had different rules and regulations. And so I thought, well, give it a try. So in 1994, we had our first outhouse race, which consisted of people throwing something together. And we had three entries. And chasing one another in a way. Chasing instead of racing. They were sort of chasing one another down the road, and it was 500 feet, and that was quite a long distance. And so it has improved a little over time, but that was the 1994 race, and I think that the prize was a mug. Started out big time.
Now, these outhouses that we're talking about, people build these, and I'm assuming they're on wheels, so and you pull it like a rickshaw,
right.
I guess.
We do have rules and regulations now, and that's kind of stemmed after Arkansas came in one year to race, and they had a really sleek, low racer, and it was like, oh, wow. And everyone said,
were prepared.
Right. So it has changed a bit from actually looking like a real outhouse. One year, someone actually did use a real outhouse in the race.
Oh.
And the other one was across the finish line before they probably got 3 yards down the track, pushing a real one.
It's pretty heavy.
Right. So they have improved. Most usually it is a three-wheel. Mm-hmm. Frame, and they use the lightest weight material possible, oftentimes a cardboard box, to make the top of the frame. And they do have to look sort of like an outhouse. And one person rides inside and four push.
There you go.
They're running heats of two. Each team is given a number, and they're bracketed double elimination, upper and lower bracket. So by the time the winner is announced in the afternoon, they've done a lot of running.
It's not just the race itself. There's music and, of course, celebration of literature as well. You're going to have some...
Then we have our Ugly Legs contest, which has become a winner.
I think Nick Lawrence has been wanting to enter that. I'm not sure.
He needs to come down there and
try that out. The Ugly Legs contest.
Yes,
this is for men.
That's for men.
Yeah.
Yes. They roll the pant leg up or their short leg up, and people vote by stuffing money in the cuff of their pants. And at the end of a designated time, whoever's got the most money wins. And then we have the outhouse bachelor for ladies.
Oh, there you go.
And they have to shuck and shell an ear of corn, and whoever gets theirs done the fastest wins a chance at drawing. The bachelors have put their names on paper, and it's entered in a box, and they get to draw a name out.
There you go. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. All different kinds of things happening. We're talking about the Great Outhouse Blowout and Gravel Switch there at the Historic Penn Store, talking with Gene Penn Lane. The music, you've got music all day, I guess.
All day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All different kinds of music.
Right.
There isn't a whole lot of places around there for people to see music, so it's a big deal when musicians come to town, when bands come to town. And you can have an event like this in a town like Gravel Switch.
I think so. We're actually 3 miles southeast of Gravel Switch. We're out in truly the country.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hoping that the wildlife is enjoying our music just as much as the people are. But this is very true, especially when we did the first blowout with Chet, is that a lot of people didn't believe it because they didn't think that he would come there, you know. And so it was a thrill for me in that there were a lot of farmers at that time that I knew would have never been and had not ever been to a concert and would likely never be able to go. And they got to enjoy that.
Yeah,
so
very
special.
It was
a treat.
Time. Yeah, for and, of course, everyone's invited. A free event?
The first 200 cars get a free roll of toilet paper.
I'm looking at one right now, and these are specially wrapped, and they got a nice little illustration on there. You did the illustration on this?
Yes.
Fantastic. Jean, you're a talented woman. This is very cool.
First 200 cars gets a free roll of toilet paper. And it's $5 adults and one for... children under 13.
There you
and
go.
And babies and toddlers are free.
Mm-hmm.
And we give away door prizes, so people need to keep their tickets.
Yeah.
It's just a chance to have a good time out in the country. I think that people are enjoying just meeting other people. In case of rain,
mm-hmm.
The thing we do is we do have the race.
Yeah.
We can't have music.
Gotcha.
One year we were in a absolute downpour, and my daughter sang My Old Kentucky Home from the EMS unit loudspeaker. And we found someone to call the race, and that's, we went on with it because we had teams from Virginia and other states
to
come to race, and we had to do it. Mm-hmm. So we can do that, but it, you know, it truly dampens the spirits of being able to enjoy the full day's events.
Well, it looks like the weather is going to be great, and it happens from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., 3 miles southeast of Gravel Switch, in fact, mm-hmm. at the Historic Penn Store. You can find out all the information at pennstore.com. That's PNNSSTORE.com. And you can find, you know, photographs of past events and everything. You got all kinds of cool stuff.
And there's a listing on there of people to meet and greet. Those are a lot of our, what you might say, are people that are going to have booths. Because we're not really a festival, we're a race. But all the people that have booths are very multi-talented people. For instance, we have a poet and an author who is going to be showing his collection of knives. We have another lady who is also a writer, and she's also a professor. But she does portraits of people that are just really great. She will do your portrait as you sit there.
Nice.
And then we have another lady that runs a healing center for people dealing with horses. Combination between the two. And she's also an artist, a jewelry artist, besides being an entertainer. So all of these people are very multi-talented, and other than just seeing what they have to sell, it's there's a lot more to meeting them. And I'm hoping that people will enjoy just being able to meet these very talented, multi-talented people.
Anything else you want to tell people to let them know what to expect?
We are ready to let the good times roll and bring a smile.
An interview from October 2012 with Jean Penn Lane, who passed away early in 2018. We're also visiting with her granddaughter, Olivia, and her daughter, Dawn. Jean was such a busy person and such a passionate promoter of Kentucky musicians. She was also an artist as well.
She was. She received her degree in art from Eastern Kentucky University, and spent a number of years also as an art teacher, also giving private art lessons and also doing commissioned art pieces for performing artists and country music, as well as art executives in the business.
She was a true Kentucky Renaissance woman.
She did it all.
Jean's granddaughter Olivia is here as well. So now you have a seventh generation to come through the legacy of Penn Store. Olivia, your grandmother was very talented.
She could form all these types of artistic, creative things out of virtually nothing. A lot of people couldn't do that.
What do you think the best advice that she ever gave you is, what do you think?
I mean, just really be myself. She really told me to take things out of the world and change them into what I wanted to do with it. Never really follow, you know, the mainstream. Just go my own way.
You can find out more about Jean Penn Lane and Penn's Store, as well as upcoming events at pennsstore.com. I'm Joe Conkright. Thank you for listening to WUKY.org.